Hey, welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am your host, Jesus Figueroa, at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com. And today, let's talk movies. Dysfunctional got the chance to talk with actress Idalia Valles and executive producer Ashley Flores about their project Para Rosa. I would like to say a thank you to Chelly for taking some time and asking the questions for me. Actress Idalia Valles plays Jessica in Para Rosa. The character of Jessica is a recent law school graduate in the film. Valles can be seen playing Isabella on the USA Network hit crime drama Queen of the South. Para Rosa is centered during the 1970s and is based on true events. The film is a narrative film inspired by the Madrigal 10, a group of 10 Latinas that were sterilized without consent while giving birth at Los Angeles County USC Medical. Para Rosa follows Eva, played by Melina Bobadilla, a mother who, after being informed of her annoying sterilization, is faced with the life-altering decision of joining Jessica, played by Idalia Valles, a 26-year-old fierce Chicana attorney, and 9 other women in a lawsuit against the hospital to stand up for their bodies and women's rights. Para Rosa was directed and written by Catherine Boyd Batstone. The cast includes extraordinary performances by Melina Bobadilla, Idalia Valles, Rick Mancia, and is produced by Ashley Flores, Sabrina Ellert, and executive produced by Chuy Martinez. Listen in as actress Idalia Valles talks with Jelly.
Latino stories out of East LA are few and far between. Many historic events in California that have impacted the civil rights of Latinos have centered around East LA activists. How do you feel being a part of a thesis film which is based upon true events which caused such an impact?
We have a platform to give voice to a story that's almost forgotten. That is why it's very important to showcase the union and the strength of these women through our story. I think it's also very important to showcase what our community has gone through so that they could also watch themselves on screen and feel represented and feel heard.
Even when films are made of the impact Latinos have had, it's mostly males that get their story told. How do you feel being part of telling the story of women who defied odds to make changes?
Honoring the fight that every one of these valiant women did is something so important to me that we take so seriously. With For Rosa, representing young women of color in a positive light is something also so important to tell.
How has a story impacted you and the way you see Hollywood, including Latino stories that are more impactful and true to life?
The more diverse we are in Hollywood, behind the camera, in front of the camera, the more our stories will be told and shared and seen. I think we are starting this new generation of being united within the Latin community. And I know there's a lot more headway that we need to do, but we're already on the path of creating a more diverse Hollywood. With For Rosa, 6 of our 8 department heads were Latin, and that's unheard of when in a normal Hollywood project, over 77% of the people in the project are predominantly white. So having producers of color take reins on these projects will help us diversify Hollywood.
What were some of the obstacles in getting this project right?
I think we had to take really good care of these women's stories and showcase them in a positive light and showcase their struggle that they had to go through, their courage that they had to go through, and their voices. Representing a young attorney, someone who had so much responsibility on her shoulders, was such a big struggle at first for me, because I did wanted to honor the persona that she was. So I think taking care of these women and their stories and honoring it. But it's something so great that our director and our producers did from beginning to end, just honoring and taking care of the story to be able for it to be seen right.
What do you hope people take away from watching this?
I hope that they see that the fight for reproductive liberty in women is still something that we are fighting for after 40 years, after 100 years, and it's something that we need to keep fighting for until it happens. I don't understand how other people can't see this as a problem. It's still, if this is a problem in the 70s, that is still a problem here, I think is something that should be talked about until it becomes not a problem.
How did you come across the role for Para Rosa?
Our director, Catherine, and I did an interview together for another project I had in the past, and she approached me with the project and asked me if I wanted to be part of it, and I couldn't pass up this opportunity. It's such a beautiful story that I had an honor of telling, and so I took up the chance of being in this project.
And are you working on any future projects? I know a lot of things are stalled right now, but anything that you have that you were working on or are going to work out in the future?
Personally, right now, I'm also creating my own content. I'm so inspired by seeing so many females take reins on their career and create their own projects. So currently, right now, I'm writing a pilot, and I just directed my first music video, and just trying to also create my own stories.
And during this time of quarantine, what are you, how are you keeping busy?
Well, I'm usually in LA, so during quarantine, I've come back to Houston with my family, and honestly, just taking it day by day, being with my family, cooking with my family, just being together is a special gift for me right now. And to keep my mind busy, like I said, I'm working on my pilot. I'm writing every day. I'm researching, but my research is watching TV, so it's been good.
Listen in as executive producer Ashley Flores talks to Chelly.
Latino stories are few and far between many historic events in California that have impacted the civil rights of Latinos have centered around LA activists. How do you feel being part of a thesis film, which is based upon true events, which caused such an impact?
I feel honored to be a part of a story that not only is a forgotten or silenced part of history, but to be a part of a bigger piece that I think people don't hear about. I'm excited. I think that pretty much sums it up, is just the excitement of being part of something that I think people don't know about.
Even when films are made of the impact Latinos have had, it's mostly males that get their story told. How do you feel being part of telling the story of women who defied odds to make change?
To be a part of something like this that not only brings to the forefront a story about a young Latina who decided to put it upon herself to bring this out into the community and take on the LA County Hospital, it's not only something that will be with me forever, that I'm excited to be a part of and honored that Kat decided to bring me on this journey. I get the only emotion I think that encapsulates this could is just like excitement and honor to be a part of this.
How has the story impacted you and the way you see Hollywood, including Latino stories that are more impactful and true to life?
I have now seen, because of producing Por Rosa, I have now seen that there not only is there a hungry audience for stories like Por Rosa, that's both Latino and non-Latino. But I've realized that there is this entire group of people that are looking for these stories that are in positions of power. Like, I'm so fortunate that Chuy Martinez, our executive producer, said yes to being an EP on this because it was something that he wanted to see out in the world. After making this, I now see that Hollywood has traditionally been one to, I think, shut out the Latino stories because the folks who are in positions of power and the producers and development executives don't understand our stories or our culture, and so it's easy to dismiss them. But I think it's in communicating them the right way that we're going to get them made. And I, after going through this process of producing this short film, I think I've now found the language that needs to be used in order to get things like this forward, moved forward and into the places in front of the right people.
What are some of the obstacles in getting this project right?
There are many obstacles along the way, but I think if we're going through just pre-production of it all, it was then working through the creative process with the director. She brought on two Latina producers, and we wanted to make sure that we were really capturing the right story that was inspired by these women, but also making sure that we weren't leaning into any of like the stereotypes or tropes that we are now very aware of. Making sure that we positioned Jorge, the male character, in the right way and that he wasn't too machismo. Like, that was probably initially one of the biggest things, was telling the right story in the way that we wanted to tell it, that was authentic to who we are and not falling in very easily into like the Hollywood tropes. And then getting into pre-production with making sure we had the funding. I pitched quite a few people just trying to get the initial funding going, and we did a GoFundMe page. So that was a challenge. And then once we started finally getting some traction, it was getting all the sets that we needed. But I have a phenomenal producing partner who was able to get, you know, some of the biggest sets. We got a hospital for $300 because they happened to be getting demoed. There was going to be a demolition the following day, so they gave us one day to film. So those are some of the bigger hurdles. But then going out and finding the crew, I was very intentional about finding crew that understood the story and that were on board with the story, and so was the director. So we found people that the story resonated with them, especially when she chose the cast. I think those were some of the things that we knew we were going to be heading into. So it was going to be a challenge. And we got through it. I think those are the biggest pieces. And now it's getting, we're in the final piece. Because of COVID, USD shut down the sound mixing for us, and we weren't able to get into some of the rooms we need to get into. So that's where we are now. And hopefully by the end of this week, we'll have this completed product. And then the last thing is festivals and getting some attention from potential distributors. So hurdles all along the way.
How did you come across Por Rosa?
So I'd seen the documentary in 2015, No Más Bebés, and it always stuck with me. And then I took it as a sign last May when Catherine, the director, reached out to me. She sent a text, and she'd heard that I was one of the Latinas in the producing program at USC, well, the only Latina. She reached out and she asked about my interest in potentially producing a short film. And that's when I sat down with her. She pitched it to me, and I could see immediately that although she was, you know, a white woman, she was very much in touch with the community and was doing this because of the community. And that was the thing that I was looking for when she pitched me. So we spoke about what it is to be a Latina, and it was just so beautiful. And then I read the script, and it was beautiful. And she was very intentional about bringing on Latina producers. So after reading the script and meeting her, I was on board.
And how was it like working with the cast? How was it like, well, with everybody in general?
They are all amazing. From the beginning, they just, I mean, all beautiful things. The cast is all amazing, so cooperative, so understanding. Also understanding that we were a student film, but trusting of the vision that Kat was bringing. Yeah, I mean, she could probably speak more to how it was on the days of production, but dealing with them on the back end and just like the producing and all of those things and having them come on board, they're just all so professional. And it made me feel like I was doing the right thing. And on the last day, Rick shows up and he had bought a bouquet of flowers for both the producers and the director just to thank us for allowing him to film. And on top of all that, there's a SAG agreement with USC, so the actors were... We could not pay the actors because of this agreement between USC and SAG. And so they gave us of their time for free. And they gave us everything, you know, themselves. So, yeah, they were wonderful to work with.
That's awesome. What do you hope people take away from watching this?
I hope they recognize there's so many different themes woven within this. And my biggest thing when I see this, and I always tell Kat, is when I walk away, I think about the strength that it took for these women. Because if you think of the community, the Latino community, at least like where I'm from in South Texas, when things are private like that, they're not supposed to come out. So for these women it was almost shameful to come out and say, like, I can no longer have children, especially in the 1970s. So, yeah, for these 10, you know, brave women to go in front of the court and show their faces was huge. As well as the lawyer, who is 26 years old, I hope they see the fierceness that it took and the courage. And, like, what happens when women lock arms together and the sort of change that can happen.
Now, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Ashley, who is Ashley?
Ashley is a Texan from South Texas, born in Alice, raised McAllen by the Rio Grande, by the Frontera. And I'm a first-generation high school student, first-generation college student, and now I have 2 master's degrees, and I just graduated from USC in producing. I was a teacher for a decade. I taught students, and then I taught teachers. And then 2 years ago, when I was accepted into this program at USC for producing, I decided to leave that career behind and come out and tell stories, because I believe one of the biggest ways to teach people and communities is through media. And it's really one of the strongest forms that can move human emotion from one place to another. And I think, and we all know this, there aren't enough people in power, Latinos, telling these stories. And so, yeah, so I came to Hollywood to do that, and Ford Rosa was my first shot at doing this.
Do you have any other projects?
I just graduated.
For the awesome, congratulations. Do you have any projects coming up that you're working on?
No. I'm hoping that Ford Rosa plants a seed with some people, like the Eva Longorias and America Ferrera, that we could get an opportunity to pitch a feature, that this could be a feature. Other than that, I'm working on a short series of animated cartoons. Before I was let go, I was working at Nickelodeon as an intern. That was a Nickturn. And so I want to carry some of that animated stuff forward. Before that, I actually interned at Hello Sunshine, Reese Witherspoon's company. I was there for 7 months. And yeah, before that, I interned for Devon Franklin Entertainment, Free Space Entertainment.
Well, thank you so much for your interview. It was a pleasure, and you know, this is gonna, people are gonna love it. They're gonna enjoy it. It's gonna leave an impression, definitely big impression, and hopefully it makes it, you know, to the big screen.
I hope so.
Check out more of my stuff at dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at dysfunctional on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, and dysfunctional LA on Facebook.